We noticed off the air that, Katie and I noticed off the air that Jason seemed a little bit off, and we've known each other for a long time, all of us here on the show, and so we asked him just a few minutes ago on the air, because sometimes it's a little bit safer.
Yeah, Matt, consider yourself lucky that you're in that other room right now, because it's real weird.
Yeah, he feels something, he seems off, seems down.
And you said, it's not funny, but yeah.
You said you think you, or you've been vandalized, something with your neighborhood?
Last night, I come home, and I noticed that, the political yard sign that I had in my yard was bent over, completely bent over, the metal rods and everything.
That's like vandalism.
Vandalized, basically, and completely bent over on its back.
Like just sideways. Because
of the metal sign.
Yeah. And these are, it's plastic in the middle, but the metal part, you have to, it's not like somebody accidentally like bumped into it.
This is intentional.
You've got to like push it down.
Mm-hmm. Stomp on it.
Exactly. And I know in my neighborhood, we have a lot of walkers. A lot of walkers. Yeah. They are constantly walking. And I know that not everybody agrees politically. And I get that. And that's the fun of it.
Did you want to go ahead and say who's? Sign it is.
We know you're registered independent.
Yeah. We can guess.
I'd rather not say who it is.
And we met. He is so right down the middle.
So
of all.
In the middle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Yeah.
I am on different views.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I am definitely more social on the. Never mind.
It's okay. You don't have to say.
He leans more left on some, and he leans more right on how he votes.
Exactly, Matt.
Only right on how he votes. But,
on how he thinks
on his
it matters.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm just thinking to myself, you know what? This is a free country.
Yep.
And we all deserve the right to put up signs or you know, vote for who we want to vote for. And that's the greatness about this country is that we have the freedom to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a little upset about that. I'm like, how dare these people in my own neighborhood? Now, I put this sign out there on purpose because I love the people that are against because they get so mad.
Yeah, they do get
mad. So mad. So I'm just like, it's like poking the bear.
How do you know that they get so mad? Do they tell you?
No, it's vocal. I mean, just people against. I tell you, this was when I came home from work.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm like, I pull it out of the ground and these metal rods, I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I'm outside, which is even more embarrassing. I'm sure the neighbor that probably did this is watching me for a half hour try to straighten this thing out. And all people are walking by and everything else. And I'm looking at their faces and they're like keeping a straightforward face. They're not even looking at me or saying hello.
Like, what's he doing?
Against the political candidate that I'm doing. And I'm just, you know how I am with inanimate objects. I'm pissed.
Oh, yeah.
I get so mad. The thing flies off. It stabs me on the side. I'm like, this is bull.
Yeah.
And I'm screaming in front of my house because not about...
He's a madman!
Not screaming that somebody did this. I'm screaming because I can't get it straight.
Sure.
So I'm trying to bend it back right. Yeah.
Yes. So, and it's not that... It's like, now it's kind of loosened up a little bit. So I put the sign back in. It's like halfway. It's kind of standing up loosely.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, great. This is wonderful. So I put the thing there. And I'm just like, what neighbor would do this? And I start... Well, I went back to... online, and I looked up who votes for who.
My gosh!
You can do that.
Well, you can't really see who votes for who. When I looked at this site, it just showed what they're registered as.
Yeah.
And I can see, so if you're registered as Republican or registered as Democrat, I can narrow you out. But the problem is half the neighborhood vote registers independent like myself.
Sure.
So you can't tell. So I'm looking at the neighbor down the street who typically puts out a, last time she put up a Biden sign.
Uh-huh.
And she got really upset when somebody put a Trump sign in front of her Biden sign. And
see,
she thought that I did it.
That's not fair either.
That's not fair.
She thought that I did it. Mm-hmm. I did not do it. Although I laugh at it because it looked like I did it, but I didn't do it. I swear to God, I would tell you now.
Yes.
And she usually has like, you know, the rainbow flags, which I don't care. That's fine. Do that. You know, that's the.
That's her prerogative as well.
And I like the funness of it. I don't know. People think it's funny, but I like the funness of the competition. And so I'm like, I wonder if this girl is still upset that she thinks that I put the Biden sign, the Trump sign in front of her Biden sign last year,
mm-hmm.
and she is trying to get back at me.
So if you're pinpointing, that's your first guess.
A top suspect.
Yeah.
Top suspect.
Okay.
Could it be anyone else that vandalized the sign that you're aware of? But you said there's lots of walkers. I'm sure it's not somebody that's,
you never know.
It could be
every person that's like, I hate that sign.
It kicks it over or something.
They could lose their job.
At first, I thought it was maybe the trash people, but the trash wasn't that day.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, and it could be, you never know what the real people might want to just get at me. I mean, the other day I found a my T-shirt in the garbage with my face on it for my birthday. That's okay. Anyway.
Where did you find it?
Anyway.
We'll talk about some other time.
They can't drop that bomb on us.
Bring in a million other examples.
In the trash.
So now we think the call's coming from inside the house. I see.
You never know. It could have been anybody.
It could have been a walker at night, maybe. Who knows?
For the sign.
Ironically,
if they go to that sign, the floodlights come on. But whatever. So I start processing, I'm thinking about it, and I meant to check the cameras, but it takes time because I have to go back and try to figure out when this happened during the day when I wasn't there all day long. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I leave this morning to go to work and I didn't check. I didn't have the time. I had Everly soccer and all this other stuff. I just didn't have the time to check the cameras. So as I'm pulling out of the driveway, the sign's bent in half again.
A double offender.
Twice.
I almost lost my crap.
No wonder.
You're being targeted.
Yes. Did you not notice when I first got here, I had to run down to the bathroom because my stomach hurt. I was all in a panic.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's kind of normal, but fairly typical.
So,
but
who is targeting me on this sign? I'm like, because it can't be the same delivery person because what are the odds of that in two?
Right.
So I'm like, what is going on?
It has to be someone in your neighborhood.
It has to be. Because you fixed it.
They have the access.
And then did it again.
Yes. Little do they know, I actually have not one, two Zoom powerful cameras on that spot. So when I get home, I am going to check the cameras to see who in the hell did this. And I'm going to tell you something. All hell's going to break loose if I find out who did this. Now, if it's a funny prank like my a friend in the neighborhood, I still think it's messed up because he kind of ruined the sign.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
I'm saying he could be a she because they're very... they're spiteful.
I wouldn't go down that road if I were.
These are spiteful.
Okay.
They can be.
So it's Operation Spy.
Yes.
Yes. So I'm going to go check to see. I know I'm going to be able to see who did this.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that I'm going to be able to see who did
this. God help them.
And at first I thought, well, maybe somebody, it's not a mistake. It's twice in a row now.
Yeah, there's a pattern.
Yeah.
So we'll call it independent sign gate.
Yes.
Because we know you're very independent.
Independent. Yes.
He's very super independent.
He's Mr. Independent.
Yeah, I'm very upset.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
We do. We have former President Trump on the phone.
Oh, why would he be calling?
We never said what sign it was. This is very odd. Good morning.
Maybe because you did, Jared.
Oh, well, you asked me. I answer honestly.
Yep. Hello.
Good morning.
Oh.
Jared and Katie. I think we're all aware. We listen enough. We're all aware of whose sign was vandalized. It's not a surprise that people would vandalize my sign. They're the best looking signs you've ever seen. I see those signs and I think, wow. This is beautiful. I would marry this sign. If it wasn't weird, I would do it.
All right. So, Jason.
I did not say what sign it was.
We know.
What would lend you to believe that it might be one of your signs?
I would say, let's take a look at the records. Let's play the tapes over the last, 15 minutes. I think there's enough evidence in the things that Jason has said that would lead you to believe it's definitely a Trump sign. And let's be honest, he also mentioned that he's put Trump signs in front of Biden signs, which I'm not going to say I condone, but I will say that I think it's a great idea, very funny prank, but also how honest of you, Jason, to show your true colors, to know that you bleed the same blood that Donald Trump bleeds. I appreciate it.
A rich blood.
You think that's an honor, don't you? Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
Thank you, we do.
Oh. We all have red blood. All right, anything else you wanted to say? And I know you're busy campaigning and whatnot, but like, can you help him maybe find the perpetrator? Who would you think would do it?
I do have a message for the vandal. I'm very disappointed in you. You're not being an integrity-filled person by destroying other people. You're abandoning freedom of speech, which I stand for, unless you want to say things against me that I'm against freedom of speech. Okay. But if you're walking by Jason's house, by the way, walkers, I've seen them, weird people. This walker probably needs to walk, could probably use a jog, if we're being honest. I'm looking forward to the tapes. Jason, if I can provide any satellite coverage, if I can provide anything that you need. Make sure you don't give the tapes to Crooked Hillary. They'll disappear. We know this.
Throwback.
If you need help taking out this fatso, I'm here to protect you. I'm here to help you.
You don't have any idea.
You know what's so funny about that, former President Trump? Jason doesn't do it as much anymore, but when people would talk trash about him online, and we would tell him, he wouldn't see the picture and be like, I bet they're fat.
Yes,
like,
100%.
Right away, some fat woman. And they're like, no, they're not.
Or, and always a woman.
As, yeah.
A fat woman.
And 90%
that
of the time.
That sounds like more evidence that we know whose sign it was that was then fatalized.
All right, former President Trump, appreciate you. I know you're an AML. Yeah. You listen every morning.
Yes, thank you, Jason. Keep me posted once we catch this loser who's planning on voting for Kamala.
He has a tough time.
He can't get it. Yeah. Just can't seem to get it.
Yeah.
I'll work on it for the next call. Appreciate you.
Okay, thank you. Wow.
I'll get to the bottom of this afternoon.
Okay, good.
Well, later on, tonight.
Okay.